is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 16th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of William Kennedy, born in Albany, 1928. His first novel, The Ink Truck, came out in 1969, did not sell particularly well. It started a series of novels about a big down-at-the-heels Irish family of storytellers and thieves and brawlers, starting out with the book Ironweed, which was rejected by 13 publishers, about a derelict on the run from his own past. The publishers who rejected it said, "Who wants to read about bums?" But the book won the Pulitzer, the National Book Critics Circle Award, and a Penn Faulkner Award, all in the same year. It's the birthday of Diane Fossey, born in San Francisco, 1932, lived alone for 18 years, studying mountain gorillas in the cold, rainy mountains of Rwanda, and wrote a book about it, Gorillas in the Mist, 1983. She was the first person ever approached by gorillas in the wild, and she often sat with them for hours while they swatted her gently with leaves and played with her hair. And it's the birthday of the poet Laura Riding, born New York City, 1901. Went to Cornell, started writing poetry, tried to make it as a writer in New York, was married, divorced, was invited to go to Europe by the poet Robert Graves and his wife Nancy, and Laura Riding spent the next 13 years abroad living in England and Mallorca, France, and Egypt, where she wrote hard all the time. She lived with Robert Graves and his wife. She became romantically involved with him while she lived with the couple at their home in London. And then when Robert Graves took on another lover, Laura Riding became distraught, hurled herself out a window, tried to commit suicide, survived, ended up with a broken spine. She and Graves then moved to Mallorca together, and each produced several volumes of poetry and came out with a collected poems, each of them. She was a great muse to Graves, appearing in many of his poems in that period. After they split up in 1939, she came back to America, married a man, moved to Florida, raised citrus trees, and renounced poetry. Here's a poem by Alan Michael Parker entitled Peaches or Plums. Oh, how I hate my mind, all those memories that have invented their own memories. Take my first love, for instance, how after Mass we'd kneel underneath the back stairs and kiss and kiss and kiss. And were her lips like peaches or plums? She was Catholic, and she wanted to be bad, and I loved her more than baseball. But all the other days divided us, carry the one, nothing left over. So strange, only to kiss on a Sunday, to hold my own breath again for a week, another 10,022 minutes of wretched puberty, until she moved to Iowa or Ohio or the moon. Oh, I can still remember nothing about her, only kissing and the impossible geometry of the descending stairs that rose to the church kitchen, her breath like hot nutmeg and a little like the ocean. And once, oh my God, she bit me, a first taste of my body, blood in her smile. A poem by Alan Michael Parker, Peaches or Plums, from Elephants and Butterflies, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.